In the days of pre-internet capitalism, the troubles of one dominant company in an industry tended to be good news for its rivals. In today's hyper-connected world, a threatened ban by Western governments of Huawei, the Chinese market leader in telecoms gear, is also a worry for its competitors. Both Ericsson, a Swedish company, and Nokia, a Finnish one, would prefer the geopolitical saga to end, the better to focus on competing for contracts related to the launch of super speedy fifth generation or 5G mobile phone networks. The American government is not letting up its campaign to persuade allies to freeze Huawei out of 5G tenders. It worries that Huawei's kit may contain backdoors, deliberate security flaws inserted to allow Chinese spooks to eavesdrop on or attack phone networks. Earlier this month, in a letter to Germany's economics minister, America's envoy to Berlin, Richard Grenell, threatened to cut back American cooperation with German security agencies if the country allowed Huawei or other Chinese firms to participate in the rollout of 5G. Mike Pompeo, America's Secretary of State, suggested in Hungary recently that doing business with Huawei could tip decisions on where America stations troops. So far, Britain and Germany, among others, have not yielded to American demands. Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, said on March 19th that she does not believe in excluding a company from the German market simply because it's from a certain country, though a final decision is pending. Even if America prevailed in Europe, as it has in Australia and Japan, Ericsson and Nokia are unlikely to win back much of the market they have lost in recent years. Between 2015 and 2018, Huawei's share rose from 24% to 28%. Nokia's dipped from 20% to 17%, and Ericsson's from 15% to 13%. An escalation in the war on Huawei might prompt Beijing to retaliate by kicking Western firms out of China. That would be a blow to the Nordic duo. China accounted for 10% of Ericsson's 211 billion kroner, that's $24.2 billion in global sales last year. The company runs two research and development sites in China. Nokia derives a similar share of revenues from the Chinese mainland, Hong Kong and Taiwan. Extra sales in Europe in the event of a Huawei ban would not offset losses in China, argues Pierre Ferragu of New Street Research, not least because the Chinese will launch 5G a year or two earlier.